Senate parliamentarian rejects Plan B Democrat amnesty for illegal aliens. By John Binder on September 29, 2021. Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough has issued an opinion finding, again, that a Plan B by Senate Democrats to slip an amnesty for millions of illegal aliens into a budget reconciliation package is outside the scope of budgetary matters. On Wednesday, McDonough reportedly shot down a second proposal by Democrats where they sought to change the Immigration Reform and Control Act's IRCA, registry date. The maneuver would have allowed illegal aliens who arrived in the United States before January 1, 2010 to secure green cards and, eventually, naturalized American citizenship. In a meeting Wednesday, Ms. McDonough indicated she was inclined to rule against the proposal, and the formal ruling came soon after, The Wall Street Journal reports. Democrats had hoped to slip the amnesty into their filibuster-proof budget reconciliation package that only needs a majority of support in the Senate. As Breitbart News noted, about 7 million illegal aliens would have gotten amnesty under the Plan B option. This is the second time in 10 days that McDonough has crushed Democrats' plans to include an amnesty for millions of illegal aliens to their budget reconciliation, acknowledging that they do not have enough votes to pass an amnesty in the Senate through standard legislative procedures. On September 19, McDonough ruled that Democrats' plan to slip an amnesty for illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, those who work on U.S. farms, those on temporary protected status, TPS, and those who are deemed essential workers was far outside budget issues and thus could not be included in a budget reconciliation package. Changing the law to clear the way to lawful permanent resident status is tremendous and enduring policy change that dwarfs its budgetary impact, McDonough wrote. Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ, has said that he and Democrats will continue bringing amnesty proposals to McDonough. This is not an end. I certainly intend to keep working until we get to a yes, and we're not going to take no for an answer, Menendez said after McDonough rejected the first amnesty plan. Particularly for the donor class, investors, and big business lobby, the amnesty would flood the U.S. labor market with millions of newly legalized foreign workers while shifting wealth to the nation's coasts, a boon for blue states and blue cities. Already, current immigration levels put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class toward employers and new arrivals, research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has repeatedly found that amnesty for illegal aliens would be a net fiscal drain for American taxpayers while driving down U.S. wages. Every year, 1.2 million legal immigrants receive green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. In addition, 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to take American jobs while hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enter the U.S. annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.